WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. For the better part of the last 2 years, local officials have been investigating the possibility of opening a YMCA in the Twin Cities. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney says executives with the Houston YMCA will be in town this Friday to hear from the local delegation.
Whether or not there's going to be a marriage here, we don't know, but you got to go on the first date, and you and I both know you don't always kiss on the first date.
Mooney says the exploratory portion of the idea has included the parks and recreation departments of both cities, both local school districts, and those interested in a new indoor aquatic center.
It could answer questions and concerns that both communities have right now, and the region for that matter, regarding a senior center, regarding child care, regarding programs that the Y is well known for, and, yes, a natatorium.
Mooney will present an update to the College Station City Council Thursday evening. The College Station City Council has taken the next step towards new gateway signs welcoming motorists to town. Public Works Director Donald Harmons has been working with TxDOT and a consultant.
We have reached out to TxDOT and sought approval for the specific lettering of Home of Texas A&M University, which other slogans other than the municipal name are typically not allowed, but we have sought and gotten approval to add that as part of the signage.
The design, similar to what's seen in Navasota and Caldwell, goes back to the state for final consideration with the possibility the council could take final action in 2 or 3 months. You can see the design on our website at WTAW.com. The location of the first sign will be on the freeway southbound approaching University. A College Station man sentenced to death 5 years ago could be returning to Brazos County for resentencing.
John Thiessen was convicted of capital murder in the 2009 deaths of his ex-girlfriend and her brother. The trial judge has recommended to the state's highest appeals court that Thiessen be resentenced. The 111-page ruling by District Judge Travis Bryan, which is on our website at WTAW.com, stated Thiessen's trial attorneys perform ineffectively. More than half the ruling detailed how the defense should have given more information to the jury about Thiessen's post-traumatic stress disorder as the result of his military service in the Middle East. The judge did not grant Thiessen's request for a new trial. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Animal rights activist groups who want records from the Texas A&M Vet School get an opinion from the Attorney General's office that it's privileged information. The San Antonio Express News says A&M officials won't comment about dozens of dogs and cats undergoing lab testing or the Attorney General's opinion about getting access to daily care logs, health records, and other documents. A familiar face is the new principal at Bryan's Navarro Elementary School. The Bryan School Board last night promoted Assistant Principal Sarah Rueda. She takes over for Hugo Ibarra, who was transferred to Milam. More information is online at WTAW.com. Last night was the first night that motorists dealt with permanent repairs being made to the bridge over the freeway at the William Joel Bryan and Boonville Road exit. Through the rest of the week, between 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m., southbound traffic will use the frontage roads and westbound lanes over the bridge will be closed. 5 months later than hoped, construction starts the day after tomorrow on rebuilding Rock Prairie Road from east of Scott and White Hospital to Fitch. There will be one lane of traffic during the day. The project is expected to be completed by the end of October. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Flying V Rentals. If your oil-filled or construction site needs porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is at your service. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with our 24-7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 218-AGS-9. That's 218-2479. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Remaining hot right through the end of the week. High pressure in control of the weather. Lots of showers and thunderstorms north of the region up across Oklahoma, but that's where they're going to remain. Sunshine in 95 to 100 today. Clear overnight. Lows near 75. Sunny again tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be 75 to 80. It's sunny and hot Thursday with highs between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
So, Patrick, you weren't with us. Apparently, a guy who's been looking for the Loch Ness Monster for 24 years says it's a catfish.
Oh, well, you know.
We're talking about that. Take a hell of a noodle, wouldn't it? Man, if it is, in fact.
I'm going to stick my arm down on this hole so if I can't find that Loch Ness Monster.
Exactly right. There. Very nice.
But with the Scottish accent.
Yes,
sorry.
Thank you. Very good. So, Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm well.
It's No Pet Store Puppies Day. No Pet Stores Puppies
Day.
There you go. That's kind of what I'm thinking. We also have the story of a 2-year-old cat that's going viral online because she looks like an alien. Matilda the Kitty, which is nicknamed Alien Cat, has developed enormous bulging eyes that make her look out of this world. Her owner, named Megan, says that Matilda looked like a normal cat until she was just a year old, and that's when she developed something called spontaneous lens luxation, causing the lenses in her eyes to become detached. Vets say the cat isn't in any pain. Can see pictures of the adorable little kitty on aliencatmatilda.com.
Wow.
We had a story, was it yesterday, where somebody had adopted a girl's cat, and renamed it, but it wasn't properly licensed, and so they're going to court over who's going to get to keep the cat.
Oh.
And the new owner, if you will, has been keeping it for a couple of years. This thing's been going on for like 3 years. All that over a cat. Just go get another cat.
It's very important when you rehome your pet to change the microchip information, take the tags off, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. We do our due diligence at the shelter, but if you're doing it on your own,
yeah,
it's important. And we have so often dogs come in, cats come in that have microchips. We track to owners and they go, oh, I gave that dog away.
Wow.
Who'd you give it to?
Wow.
I don't know. Okay, that's not helpful for us to rehome the dog. Well, do you want to reclaim it back? I don't know. Maybe if it doesn't get claimed. I'm not real sure because obviously they gave the animal away in the first place.
Sure.
So, yeah, it happens often, actually.
Huh. It's interesting. Okay. Well, sometimes it doesn't end up in court. They get it settled some way, though.
And that's what, you know, we talk about all the time. You know, get your animal microchip because not only is it a good way to ID your pet, but it literally IDs you as the pet owner.
Sure.
So if the animal comes in, something happens, it's tracking back to you. You know, it's you are possibly going to be liable or whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Certainly responsible if not liable. What else we got going on?
So we have a great event still going on. Mm-hmm. We have Free Feline Friday again this week as well on Friday. We are actually at the shelter dealing with camp today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
Oh.
But camp is full for obviously this session and next session.
Okay.
So if you didn't get in this year, watch for it next year.
Well, give us a quick overview of what that is so people can make plans for next year then.
So our campers are, I believe they're 9 to 12-year-olds. They participate in a lot of various activities at the shelter. I know they have had everything from folks with miniature donkeys to alpacas to how to prepare your pet for disaster, you know, just getting the kids to think about that as well.
Sure.
And they come up with good ideas. And then, you know, I actually brought my chickens out last session of camp and my horse is coming out this session of camp and they'll get to visit with them and kind of see what it's like to, you know, handle some of them and just visit. And we have goats. They get to bottle feed baby goats.
Oh,
the reptile rescue comes out. They get to see really cool reptiles there. Birds of prey. It's a raptor rescue. And so your birds of prey, your owls and hawks.
So how far in advance can you book into this? And
We won't actually open sessions until next spring.
Yeah,
so you're looking at a ways out because we will we'll set the dates again next spring.
Okay, but you'll let us know.
And
so
generally, there's a session in June, July, and August. That's what we've done for the past couple of years. It's a three-day day camp, and it's, again, it's a whole lot of fun. We've had people say, oh, well, you should have one for adults. Well, you could be you could be a camp counselor, and then you can participate.
Yeah,
they do a dog wash on the last day, which they think is a lot of fun, getting a bunch of our dogs at the shelter washed up.
Mm-hmm.
They get to see, obviously, today they're starting out with a basic tour and orientation of our shelter, and they have they'll get the opportunity to see some of the cool things under the microscope, and you know, how we do some of the things at the shelter. So
yeah, it's kind of fun. Okay, so, and being so hot, we need to think about your critters and whether they got shade and water,
right? We do, yes. It is very important you provide shade for your pet and water for your pet at all times. You know, a chicken this time of year is drinking about 9 cups of water a day.
Oh, my. Is that right?
Wow.
So, I read that somewhere, and I was like, huh.
Okay.
I'm going to put out another water.
Yeah.
You know, I've constantly checked my chicken's water. But anyhow, you know, it's, you don't want them to, you know, suddenly run out in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And for your dogs as well. Your dogs, we watch at the shelter because the dogs like to get in the water buckets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, they think it's great fun. Our play yards have some tubs in them that some of them get in and they scooch around in, which is very entertaining. Then they run around, obviously, all wet, which is always joyful as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they're out there having a good time. It's definitely important to keep your animals hydrated. We are really expecting possibly some 100-degree temperatures here in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And it is super important. Keep your animals hydrated very quickly. Your pets can die of heat stroke and so on. We've seen dogs that come in, you know, they've been out on the pavement, their pads are burned. If you can't put the back of your hand on the pavement for 7 seconds, it's too hot to walk your dog.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind as well. You know, you're going out to some of these festivals and whatever it is, just leave your pets at home.
Yeah.
So many times we see animals and they'll start to whine and carry on. Well, your animals are a lot of times not whining and carry on just to be obnoxious. They're thirsty. They're hot. They're starting to go through heat stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be attentive to that, those needs of those animals. If you have some smaller critters, like you maybe have an outside rabbit hutch, you obviously get your, you can go ahead and get them cooled down as well. But I've seen folks freeze pop bottles.
Oh, okay.
And put them in there daily.
Okay.
So that the rabbit has something to lay on. And even if they're in the in your home, where are they? Where's their cage located? Is it in front of a window?
Yeah.
You're just giving them an option to sit in front of the heat all the time. I mean, I know I have one candle in front of a window, and in the summer, it melts.
Wow.
So,
yeah, you do. You need to be conscious of
if,
that.
If
that's
it can
sure.
melt a candle, it's probably not a good spot for your indoor pets. Cage location. So keep that stuff in mind. You know, you're gone maybe during the heat of the day and you don't see that your guinea pig is sitting in the hot sun or something of that nature, or your bird or something.
Yep,
so
a little common sense.
Yeah, just keep that stuff in mind. Think about all times of the day on what your animals are going to need. And you know, our livestock producers do a great job out there keeping troughs out and stuff like that. But if you've got a couple of animals in your backyard, maybe a smaller water trough, make sure it's being filled regularly and daily. They're going to stand in it. That's just what they do, just like the dogs.
It feels good, right? We go to swimming pools, they're doing the same thing, right?
Right. You know, consider how, you know, as our ponds start to get a little bit lower, you know, what's the risk of them getting in there and possibly not being able to get out?
Oh, yeah,
sure. It's definitely something that some folks need to deal with as well. So there's lots of resources on this as well. You can obviously easily Google most of it. If you're going, huh, I've never thought of some of these things, just keep that kind of stuff in mind and just do a little research on your own. And like you said, a little common sense goes a long way in the care for your pet in this hot summer. But most vital, just keep filling that water bucket every day. And then can your pet get it? You reach the water.
Oh,
so many
yeah.
times people put a bucket out there and, okay, yeah, if the bucket's full, you know, it, maybe you have a couple different size dogs because I have to watch this at my house. Okay, I have a, you know, a couple 80-pound dogs and then one 13-pound dog. Okay, can my Jack Russell get yes, of course she can. She can get into it. And but that's some people don't keep that in mind. Oh, I'm going to put a 5-gallon bucket out there because it can hold more water. Yeah, but the little dog can't reach.
Yeah, common sense.
You know, and especially when they get down in the water levels, maybe they can reach it when it's full. They can't reach it when it's half empty and, you know, three of the dogs traipse through it. So,
all right, so if you're looking for a summer pet, and keep it on forever, then what do they do?
Well, you can go by the shelter. Again, free Feline Friday this Friday, 11 to 6. If you get the opportunity to do your application ahead of time, that'll expedite your process on Friday. We're trying to get most of these animals spayed and neutered prior so they can go home on Friday. And you can also visit us at PetSmart on Saturday, 11 to 2, and you can visit with animals that have come mostly from foster care. You can visit with their foster families on a little bit more knowledge on what that animal is actually like in their home. So for more information on any of our adoptable pets, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. Visit us at 5359 Leonard Road.
All right, Leah here this morning. Thanks a lot. And Heather's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Great. What you got for us today?
We have a new member orientation coming up on Monday, July 27th. It's from 4 to 5, and it's going to be at the Chamber of Commerce, and it's hosted by ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Community Impact Awards. That's put on by Texas A&M Procurement Services, Tuesday, July 28th, from 11:45 a.m. until 1 p.m. That's at the Phillips Event Center, which is 1929 Country Club Drive in Bryan. Mm-hmm. It's $25 for an individual ticket and $300 for a table of eight. The award winners are HBI Office Solutions with Melissa Hodges, House of Tires with Bobby Gutierrez, and Boom Fit and College Station CrossFit with Charlie Lima.
Oh, very good. Congratulations to them.
Yeah. We also have Business After Hours coming up. We have that every month, and this month's is at Wilton's Office Works. That's Thursday, July 30th, 5:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. It's free for admission, so come out, you know, bring some colleagues, bring some business cards, and meet some people in the community.
Sure.
Yeah. That's going to be at 181 North Earl Rudder Freeway, and that's in Bryan. And then we also have LB Brazos applications. So that's Leadership Brazos.
Sure.
It's a really great opportunity to it's our one day per month over the course of 9 months community-based leadership program. 36 participants are selected every year in a highly competitive application process. If you get awarded or chosen to be in Leadership Brazos, mm-hmm. then, you know, it says a lot about, you know, it says a lot about yourself. It's something to brag about.
Well, people who want to be plugged into the community. Yeah.
Yeah. And you also, you know, they do some really awesome things throughout the year. So it's something fun to do and a great way to learn some leadership things that mm-hmm. maybe you don't know about in our community.
Yep, sure.
You can download an application on bcschamber.org under the Programs tab from the homepage. And then we have a couple of ribbon cuttings coming up. Deluxe ribbon cutting is VIP Nails, Wednesday, July 22nd at 4:30, which is 2001 Texas Avenue, Suite 500 in College Station. And we have a groundbreaking, and that is Tuesday, July 21st.
Mm-hmm, that's today.
That's today. And that is Courtiers Real Estate. They have the over at, well, I guess it's next to near Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, I saw the 10 as I was driving to work this morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's the real estate gallery.
Yeah.
So they have a couple of great businesses going in there. So that's 809 University Drive, that address has changed. We have the updated address on our website.
Right there by Harley-Davidson. So, you'll see the cleared land, and like I say, they put the tent up yesterday, so it's up and ready to go for the groundbreaking.
It'll be a great event. And then we have our Platinum Member Spotlight, which is Texas A&M Marketing and Communications.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, too. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best. in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Toronto-based media company Avid Life Media, which owns Ashley Madison, a website for discreet encounters between married individuals, had announced earlier this year it planned to go public in London. But analysts say a recent data breach at the site may hurt the site's chances of launching a successful IPO anytime soon. Analysts say since the site has hinged its entire existence on privacy, the hack will affect its IPO plans. Verizon Communications profit edged in above expectations in the second quarter, while its subscriber growth was again propped up by tablet additions. The wireless carrier said it added 1.1 million mainstream wireless subscribers in the quarter. United Technologies says profit at its UTC Aerospace Systems and Otis Elevator unit would be significantly lower than expected for all of 2015. The company says weakness for Otis in Europe and a slowing China led the company to revise down estimates for both businesses. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Gravity-defying robots. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Robots typically bring to mind gleaming metal parts, but more adaptable, soft-bodied robots are gradually making their way onto the scene. The biggest challenge has been to design soft surfaces that interface smoothly with the rigid components inside them. Harvard engineer Nick Bartlett and colleagues describe how they tackled the problem in the journal Science.
And what we came up with is a 3D printing approach in which we print a material gradient that ranges from very soft to very rigid to connect these dissimilar materials.
Their small round robot is powered by combustion and can jump as high as 6 feet.
The robot essentially balloons out, pressing against the ground and launching itself into the air.
It could be used in rescue operations,
a building collapse or something, searching for survivors,
or to explore the moon, one hop at a time. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Business owners, you want more speed from your internet, don't you? Here's the number to call for that, 595-2413. That's the number for Chad Cowan and Suddenlink Business, because right now you can get high-speed internet, 75 meg downloads, and 10 meg uploads for as low as $124.95 a month. Now you take that and you bundle it with your phone, and you can get even more savings. Now let's talk about reliability and speed. When we're talking 75 meg download and 10 meg uploads, and internet speeds that are available if you need them, up to 150 megs, and it's can't even be approached by DSL. I mean, this is a no-brainer. You're going to need more and more bandwidth. You're going to have more and more people needing to log on. You're going to want to upload and download and transfer files faster and faster. This is the solution. Make the call, 595-2413, to Chad Cowan, and let him put together a package for you. And again, when you go ahead and bundle it together with a business TV that's available and business phone service. By the way, just a word about your phones, too. You get to keep the equipment you've already purchased, and you get to keep the same phone number. So you make the call to this number right now, 595-2413, for business solutions from Suddenlink.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
You know, you ask your joints to do a lot of things, from simple movements to playing sports to lifting a toddler. So it only makes sense to support those rather important joints with a trusted product like Essential Joint Care from the Activate Company. Now, whether age or overuse has led you to seek some joint relief or support, well, Essential Joint Care will work faster than anything on the market to get those joints working like they used to. Now, Dr. Steelman's high-quality glucosamine chondroitin formula protects and revitalizes cartilage. It eases occasional joint stress and nourishes the joint matrix. Whether it's running after a soccer ball, bending over to plant some flowers, or opening a jar, Essential Joint Care works inside the joint to make the joint work for you. You can find out more about Essential Joint Care at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Anyone who has ever taken a minute to read about the origins of many of our most useful things in life well, has also learned that we have a bunch of stuff that was, for the most part, either found, discovered, or invented by accident. That's when someone was actually looking for something else when an unexpected result happened, and boom, we had our newest gadget or craze. But at least one thing that built an entire industry was found literally by accident. It happened back in 1905 when a fellow who, well, kind of fancied himself a race car driver was rounding the third turn at the Speedway Park in Palm Beach when, sure enough, he found himself tangling with some other cars on the track. Actually, it was a pretty bad wreck. One fellow was seriously hurt and a couple of others headed for the hospital, too. But our man, well, he got lucky. He was able to walk away from that fatal crash that day. Of course, back then, auto racing wasn't nearly as sophisticated as it is today, and the drivers, well, they had some responsibilities that they don't have today, like cleaning up the track. Yeah, back in 1905, if you had a wreck and left parts of your car all over the track, you had to clean it up, injured or not. And that's just what our man was doing. He and one of his crew started picking up the pieces of his car along with the other driver who was doing the same thing. And that's when he noticed something. One of the other drivers who was picking up pieces of the wreck noticed a valve stem that was completely undamaged. Now, that was unusual in itself, considering the intensity of the wreck. And he wanted to know what it was made of. Nobody knew. But our man, well, he took to the challenge and started investigating. And he found out it was made of steel with an alloy called vanadium. Well, he wanted it, tried to buy it, but he couldn't find it. But he did find an Englishman who knew how to make it by heating it to over 3,000 degrees. Together, they started trying to make it. The first test was a bust, but the second test did the trick. It made hardened steel. First tested in race cars, then our man decided, well, it was time to use this little discovery in his business, which was just starting to take off, too. Yeah, it's a little-known fact that it was a race car driver by the name of Henry Ford, who started using what he found by accident, literally, in his cars. It was the beginning of using steel in cars, especially for frames and structural supports. And it greatly reduced the damage and increased durability of this all-important new industry.
Back in 2001, a social media network, well, dating service, catering to people who want to cheat in their marriage, came online. It's called AshleyMadison.com. Today, 14 years later, this notorious fee-based adultery website appears to attract 124 million visits per month. It's operating in North America, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. Now, there is no Ashley Madison. It's a made-up name, but the users are real. And now, Ashley Madison has been hacked. The hackers have already revealed some of the members' names. They're threatening to reveal more. 37 million more, to be exact. Now, I'm having a bit of a problem feeling sorry for those who are being, well, exposed. I mean, in this age of daily hacking, why would any sane individual pay money to put themselves on an internet-connected cheaters list? Ashley Madison's advertising slogan is, "Life is short, have an affair," for 37 million people. The first line of that slogan is about to come true. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Ripped from the headlines, another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. Investigators believe that a recent data breach at the government's Office of Personnel Management compromised sensitive personal information. including social security numbers, of roughly 21.5 million people from both inside and outside the government. Stories like this are precisely why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. You only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. Call or visit LifeLock.com now and save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. But you've got to use promo code Kim. That's promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Or visit LifeLock.com. Use promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. Exceptional restorative and cosmetic dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This Friday, local officials will be sitting down with executives with the Houston YMCA about expanding to the Twin Cities. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, who has led the group, says the Y could address various needs by multiple agencies.
Is there an opportunity here for us to have a marriage between College Station, Bryan, Blinn, a number of other programs and organizations, including hospitals and the Brazos Valley Council on Governments, and to see if maybe this is the time to bring a YMCA back here.
The idea was born out of an interest by supporters of a new natatorium. Mooney says the campus could also accommodate those without a home since the College Station Conference Center was demolished along with childcare.
Houston has 35 different centers right now, and their newest one is about to become Sealy. They already have offices that they've established in Conroe and Magnolia. They have one in Huntsville as well.
Thursday's College Station Council workshop includes a review of the project. We're still months from seeing the first of new gateway signs coming welcoming motorists to College Station. Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the City Council at its last meeting the first sign will be installed on the freeway for southbound motorists to see near University.
Our city limits won't change. That's a fixed location. Mm-hmm. There it makes sense. We budgeted for two signs initially. We wanted to do one, make sure everything went well with that. Everyone was well pleased with that design before proceeding.
Harmon says it's modeled after what is in place in Navasota and Caldwell with the final say of the Texas Department of Transportation.
I don't have the final design, but there are governing formulas about the text height and the speed of the roadway. So it will be very similar.
One difference that TxDOT granted a waiver for was allowing not only the name of the city, but adding the slogan, Home of Texas A&M University. An image of the proposed design is on our website at WTAW.com. 5 years ago, a Brazos County District Court jury decided on the death penalty for a College Station man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and her brother. Another jury could be called for a second sentencing.
The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, the state highest appeals court, has been asked by the trial judge to resentence John Teason. Brazos County District Judge Travis Bryan spent more than half of his 111-page ruling about Teason's lawyer's lack of investigating his post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of his military service. The judge said the jury at sentencing, quoting Bryan, would have heard substantially more and different information to argue in favor of a life sentence. The judge did not grant Teason's motion for a new trial. Bryan stated the performance of his lawyers did not prejudice the jury in finding him guilty of capital murder in the shooting deaths of Rachel and Travis Joyner in March 2009. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Waller County Sheriff's Office has released a video covering the 3 hours before Sandra Bland was found dead in her jail cell. A transcript of the video shows that for more than 90 minutes before Bland was found dead, there was no movement in the hallway leading to her cell. Meanwhile, a dashcam video of the traffic stop in Prairie View that led to Bland's arrest has yet to be publicly released. Texas A&M has the Attorney General on its side in its fight to block the release of medical records of dogs and cats being used for research. The San Antonio Express News reports Ken Paxton has ruled the university can withhold records due to the privilege between veterinarians and the patient. Animal rights activists are after health records that include daily logs of dozens of animals undergoing lab testing. One spokesman for the group, the Beagle Freedom Project, says they've been able to get similar records at other schools. A&M declined to comment to the Express News about the research or the AG's opinion. The Bryan School Board has picked the new principal for Navarro Elementary School. Assistant Principal Sarah Rueda, who has been in that position since 2012, was promoted last night on a unanimous vote. Before that, she was the assistant at Davila Middle School. Rueda, who joined the district as a middle school teacher and coach 11 years ago, takes over for Hugo Ibarra, who was transferred to Milam. A reception for Dr. Ibarra will be held this afternoon from 3:30 until 5 at the central office in the school board meeting room. Permanent repairs are underway at the William Joel Bryan Parkway Bridge at the freeway, which was struck by a two-tall semi-load earlier this month. Closures of the southbound lanes of Highway 6 and westbound lanes of the bridge will continue through the rest of the week from 6:30 in the evening until 6:30 in the morning. College Station motorists have a couple of days to plan how they'll deal with the rebuilding of Rock Prairie Road East from Medical Avenue by Scott and White Hospital to Fitch. One lane will be open during the day as construction starts Thursday and continues through the end of October. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. We'll have more news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Well, it took a while, but the severity of the summer is pretty much settling in on us. We were looking a little while ago. We're about 3 days away from the average first day when it's 100 degrees in Houston. So it's pretty much the kind of thing we're looking at. Folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services want to remind you that as that heat does settle in, then you can look for the bugs to try to get to some places where the environment's a little nicer, whether it's fleas or roaches or ants or spiders or scorpions, whatever. They want to get to a better environment, and quite often that's inside your home or garage, or maybe you've got an outbuilding. So whatever it happens to be where it's making trouble, you know, you can go buy stuff if you want to and spray away, or you can get the pros to do it. And the pros are ABC Home and Commercial Services. Just a phone call away, 361-0500. Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, here to run ABC, and they are legendary. They've been treating homes for over 60 years as a family business. They can design a program for your home after listening to your input. Then they'll treat your home. They'll get rid of the bugs that might be there, and they'll keep you on schedule to make sure that your home is treated regularly. In the meantime, if you see a bug in between calls, then give them a call, and they'll come right on back. And remember, lawn mowing season is here, too, so you can call them if you need that done, too. 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, and it's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Sunshine, it's going to result in some rather warm temperatures. The heat is going to hold cooler weather back off to our north. That's why we have lots of storms up over Oklahoma this morning. That's where the frontal boundary is stalling out. It'll be sunny today, 95 to near 100, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunny during the day on Thursday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so I think we were talking last week about Adobe. That's all you got to do. That gets Patrick ramped up, just mentioning Adobe. He's just, tech trash pile? Is that what basically
sure,
the phrase
yeah,
you used?
Yeah.
Anyway, but we talked a little while ago about apparently how emails spam is at a 12-year low, so that's interesting. But if you want to find another way to protect your computer from viruses,
turn it off.
Well, that is a good way to do that. But if your computer or your phone keeps crashing, you might think that it's possessed by an evil demon or something like that.
There have
like
been times.
Yeah, bug or a virus or something. Well, here's what you do. You give a call to the Reverend Joey Talley, who's a Wiccan witch from the San Francisco Bay Area. Why am I not surprised this is in San Francisco? who claims to solve supernatural issues for people. He says that he has 3 master's degrees and over 40 years of experience. Though tech problems are not the only ones that Tally will tackle. Got that? routinely called upon to debug people's tech woes with spiritual energy. As a matter of fact, she says, most people want me to protect their computers from viruses and hacks, so I'll make charms for them. I like to use Flora. Flora who? And when there are...
Because Fauna was busy.
That's right. And where there are problems in office hardware, she turns to Jet, which is a black stone that serves to block energy. In extreme cases, she casts protection spells of her own over an entire company. Ms. Tally, for her part, says that one tech company's office alarm would blare at all hours of the day. No one knew why. They called multiple electricians. When each of them failed to solve the problem, she came in and got the spirit out.
The devil made her do it.
Yeah, charges $200 an hour, just saying.
Wow.
How long did it take to find it?
We're in the wrong cotton-picking racket.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, but you got to be in San Francisco, and believe me, $200 there doesn't buy what $200 does here. So
true.
All right, so how many times have you heard, don't pay the minimum, don't pay the minimum, don't pay the minimum on your credit card?
Right.
Because they'll give you numbers about how, you know, run that out and how long that'll take and how much money you'll pay. Here's a new way that they are describing it. Paying the minimum on a credit card balance of $2,000 with 18% interest will take longer than raising a child.
Oh, my gosh.
30 years. 30 years. Just saying.
Oh, okay. Well, they're not accounting for millennials. It takes a little longer to raise them.
Oh, yeah. They keep coming back.
Well,
they keep coming back.
Well said.
They keep coming back. All right. On Monday, as yesterday, Stephen Hawking and a Russian tycoon, Yuri Milner, held a news conference in London to announce their new project, injecting $100 million and a whole lot of brain power into a search for intelligent extraterrestrial life. An endeavor they're calling Breakthrough Listen.
Well, no, wait a minute. I thought he said if we found intelligent life, it probably wouldn't be nice.
Well, and that's, yeah, Hawking and Milner and a group of esteemed scientists gathered on Monday didn't make any bold claims about the immediate hunting down of intellectual life forms or even finding any at all. But the likelihood of this success is about to shoot up exponentially because right now we're barely trying. It's an interesting point of view.
Yes.
We're not doing anything, so why not? And you know, I understand that they think that's the most important thing to do right now, but there are some real, real, real-world problems where $100 million might help out someplace.
Yes.
And to go into the goofiness of trying to find extraterrestrial life, to me, I don't care how smart these people are, it's a stupid idea. And here's the other thing. If we find intelligent life, what are the chances that they're more intelligent than us? Okay,
I think that's what Stephen Hawking said.
Yeah, and you know what? One of two things: they can come down here and smack us like a beetle, or they can just not care. I mean, they're going, "Yeah, we know you. If we wanted to talk to you, we would." And yeah. They don't want to.
Yeah, we know where you live. Just stay where you're at.
But exactly. We didn't fund the moon mission to come up with Tang, but we've got it anyway. It's not always about the destination. It can be about the journey.
It can be about the journey, but tell me, well, again, I'm not sure. And we've discussed. Technology is always evolving. What we know today is not the same as what we're going to know next year or 10 years or 30 years down the road. But I don't know. Maybe this is the idea to focus the emphasis there, but to get a bunch of people together who are really smart. So we'll see. All right. There are many, many little travel gadgets out there.
Yep.
Some are good. Some aren't worth messing with. There's the neck pillow for the slightly uncomfortable nap. There's the eye mask for the guy sitting next to you who wants to use the reading lamp. There's the travel blanket to stay warm. What if you get all those features in? That's right. It's like a Swiss Army knife type travel jacket. The promise is apparently enough that the apparel company has already attracted $900,000 in Kickstarter funding. They were looking for $20,000. They got $900,000. It's Ballbax is the name of it. Ballbax, the travel jacket. 15 travel gadgets in one. Features include built-in hood and eye mask, a drink pocket, a stylish slash pen zipper, and a variety of utility pockets for everything from smartphones to a tablet. Since a hoodie isn't appropriate for everyone, they're offering four different versions: the jacket, the sweatshirt, the windbreaker, the bomber, and the blazer.
And how much? Yours. How much is this?
You know, I don't know. We'll have to look it up. BAUBAX. BAUBAX. Go have a look at that, and we'll come back for a report in a minute.
You always get great-tasting meats and cheeses, crisp veggies, and freshly baked bread at your nearest Subway restaurant. But now you can get valuable points, too, but only when you join the Subway Rewards program. So get your card today and register it at MySubwayCard.com. Then earn a point for every dollar you spend. Subway Rewards points can add up fast. Simply redeem them for subs, salads, drinks, or sides. Just save up to enjoy all your favorites. Subway, eat fresh. At participating restaurants, Subway Card must be registered to earn points. Visit MySubwayCard.com for more details.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs. Whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends, we won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello. 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 Yeah, hello. That didn't work well. So did we look at this jacket?
Mm-hmm.
What's it cost?
I don't see a price on it.
Oh, that's not good.
Let's see. About $100.
Okay.
Future retail price, they're expecting $175 plus tax and shipping.
Come in colors?
Yeah, four designs. I don't know about colors, but four styles.
All right. Yeah, okay.
And did you say what it was value or what they had?
That they had $900,000
as well. Oh yeah, it's over $1 million now. Yeah. They wanted $20,000.
Yeah, not surprising. It started launched on the 7th of this month. So
oh goodness.
Well, obviously, again, I mean, I guess if you find a need there that people can certainly relate to. All right, so Wallet Hub has analyzed the penalties for speeding and reckless driving in each of the 50 states and the District of Columbia across 12 different metrics, ranging from what speeds are automatically considered reckless driving to how many speeding tickets it takes to earn your automatic license suspension. And Texas is number one. Hoorah!
All right.
Yeah, we're reckless. We are speeding and reckless more than anybody else.
Yes, but we'll kill you back.
And here's the deal. Part of it does have to do with geography, okay? We're a big state. Stinking Delaware, don't be talking to us about how far it is to get to anything, okay? I mean, sometimes we got to go. And you know, if you're in, after like my third speeding ticket, this sank in. You know, if you're going 10 miles an hour faster, okay, and you've only got 100 miles to drive, it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's just not worth it.
Unless it's school zone the whole way, then that makes a difference. Because you're talking about percentages there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're on a long haul, and again, that's why we have 75 mile an hour speed limits in a lot of places now. If you're on a long haul, that can make a difference. And so that has to factor into this partially. Now, I looked at the entire list, and it's kind of, well, first of all, we rank 11th for speeding automatically considered reckless driving. Fourth for how much do speeding ticket points count towards your suspension. In other words, not very much, okay? It's pretty low, as is minimum jail time for your first and second offense. So we don't. I guess if there's one problem I got about that, you know, if you've got like a third, third drunk driving charge or some conviction, then I don't know if they don't put like a block of cement on your foot so you can't get in a car. You know what I mean? That's this blowing the tube thing. I don't know that works. It just, that bothers me when you have multiple DUI convictions. But what I found interesting was when it came to ranking speed enforcement, and the number one is Delaware, but again, that makes sense. You jam all those police, state, and locals and sheriffs into a little bitty state like that, and that could be number one. But what I find really interesting is California is number five. Number five. I mean, that's a lot of real estate. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so to be able to patrol that and, enforce that speed is pretty. That's a pretty good job. Arkansas is number four. When it comes to number 50, though, Texas, by the way, is 45th. We're tied with a bunch of states. But again, we got a lot of open space out there. It's hard to police all that. And we've all been driving someplace in Texas where there's somebody driving like a maniac, right? Driving nuts, and we say, "Where's the cop now?" But
frequently, yes.
There's good and there's bad in this report. And again, as we rail every week, it's the crazies really just on the roads locally that we drive in that make us just as annoyed as a driver who may be driving too fast because we don't interact with them nearly as fast.
Nope.
Yeah, we'll be going 78 miles an hour. We're at 75, and they go blowing by us like there's no tomorrow.
And there, it was the old George Carlin. They're an idiot.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Speaking of George Carlin, this is the day he was arrested.
For the seven dirty words?
For the seven dirty words. Oh. This is the day that he was arrested. It was, quite memorable. We can't do them here. All right, so.
Well, we could just
yeah,
once,
we
though.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do that, yeah. A Boston bus driver made a new group of friends by surprising passengers with a cool treat on a hot day. He made a stop at a child's lemonade stand.
Oh, that's cool.
John Lohan first asked riders if they would mind. When nobody was in a hurry, the passengers agreed, and he treated each of them to a 50-cent cup of lemonade. So that's kind of cool. Timing was right because there were about half dozen passengers, and they were near the end of the bus route, so he just went in there and did that. So pretty cool.
And I'm guessing the lemonade stand person was very happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I made my quota for today. I got my number. I'm in good shape. All right, get this. Time to start using your GoPro to maybe make some money. GoPro is taking steps to make some cash on the back of the vast troves of videos that its users are creating. The company has just announced a platform that lets content creators license videos to brands and media companies. With this platform, your GoPro videos could make their way into advertisements, and you and GoPro get paid.
Interesting.
Currently, the service features videos produced by GoPro, professional athletes, and GoPro users. There are 572 videos that are available. Videos start at about $1,000 a piece, which with the terms of the license to be for 6 months. So, and again, I guess that probably makes sense. If you've got the unit and something's happening right there that you can capture and is in some ways marketable, then go for it.
Sure.
And GoPro will help you.
If you can monetize it, why not?
Yep.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. At the height of the summer travel comes new data from airline analyst FlightView about our preferences and priorities. As much as we grouse about how the carriers are nickel and diming us, U.S. American travelers say they'd be willing to pay more to airlines if they would give them more choice, more convenience, or more conveniences. For instance, 75% of travelers say they struggle to find direct flights to their destination. 66% of travelers say they would pay more for premium services at the airport. 90% of travelers that use wearable tech want travel date information, and most travelers, 85%, eat, shop, or drink pre-flight. Researchers also find the most in-demand premiums that travelers want are RFID tags so they can track their bags, as well as temporary gate-side baggage checks for carry-on so travelers can eat or shop.
That would be nice.
It would. And about 40% rental car pickup. That's that probably is popular, too. So, that's the good side of flying. Now, there's this one.